There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. I'm all excited. I really am. You know, there were some rumblings that that we were going to get some help from some government minions at the Get Prepared Expo. So, in order to save all of us taxpayers money and flights inbound from these minions who travel really far and wide to come to the Get Prepared Expo, I'm talking about these government minions, we're going to save you a lot of money. And we're going to, and you can take the days off because you're not going to be able to come to the Get Prepared Expo. Chief Cloudpiler of Namenha, Native American Band of Tribes, is going to consecrate the Get Prepared Expo as sacred grounds again. Again, this will be the second time we've done it. And it will make the news. It'll be in the local paper so that there's no reason why these government minions won't know about it. They're certainly listening to the broadcast today. We're consecrating the grounds as sacred, and through a treaty with the United States government, you will not be able to attend the Get Prepared Expo. I'm talking to the government minions. You won't be able to come. Okay. And if you do decide to show up, you'll be on your own, which means that you will have to apply for permission to attend the Get Prepared Expo. We will have a multi-page application for you. You will need to have a picture ID. We will need your Social Security number, so make sure you bring your Social Security card with you. We will be photographing you and your card. And we need to know where you live, where you work, your home phone number, your cell phone number, what you plan to do with the information. And you'll need $10 in cash to apply to be on the grounds. We will process that application as soon as the committee gets to it, hopefully within a couple days. Government minions, I hope you understand what we're saying. We're not kidding. The Get Prepared Expo will be consecrated as sacred Native American grounds. Off limits to you guys. But everyone else, you're certainly welcome. You're certainly welcome. And we've got... Well, I'll tell you what we're doing. We have Berkey water filters at the lowest price in the country. No one sells them for less than we do, and we sell them at deep discounts, deep. But I've agreed not to tell you the price. I've agreed with Berkey not to mention the price. And we are bringing ProPure water filtration systems in at the lowest price in the country, by far. We're bringing Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems. And we're going to have a seminar to compare them. I have both of them here at the farm. I've been comparing them for side by side for a week. And one is better than the other, in my opinion. And if you ask me at the expo, I'll tell you which one. As a matter of fact, if you ask me on the radio, I'll even tell you which one. In my opinion. And we're going to have freeze-dried food at the lowest price in the country at the Get Prepared Expo. So what you'll have to do is buy them and then take them with you, okay? We've paid cash to get the transaction cost to the minimum. We bought them in bulk to get the transaction cost at the minimum. We're having them shipped on pallets to get the shipping cost to the absolute minimum. And you're going to save. And by the way, we have a dental workshop. If you would like to learn how to place an emergency filling or re-cement a crown, you can do that at the Get Prepared Expo. Dr. Howard Shane, our dentist, brilliant dentist, will be teaching that class, limited to 20 at a time. as a cost, it's $45 for that extra seminar during the Get Prepared Expo. So if you want to learn how to place an emergency filling or resubmit a crown and get the material to do that in the workshop at the Get Prepared Expo, you can do that. There's a ticket for that. It's $45, and it includes the supplies for taking home and cementing that emergency crown or placing the filling. And then we have another one, seminar workshop with Dr. James Caesar, D.O., medical doctor, suturing the wound. What would you do? What would you do if there were a huge wound? You know, we're talking about civil unrest, right? You think everyone's going to just do fine? No one's going to get sliced up? Well, Dr. James Caesar taught me how to do it, and Judy Dollarheit, and a lot of the other instructors at USA Prepares, and he's teaching the seminar workshop, and you will leave with a suture kit from that seminar workshop also. The cost for that one is $65. Tickets to the Get Prepared Expo for just about all the other seminars, the vast majority of seminars, probably over 80 seminars, included in your $8 ticket online, $10 at the door. There's camping. If you'd like to camp at the Get Prepared Expo, it's $10 a day. And we have 3 banquet meals where you can dine with your instructors. 2 dinners and 1 lunch, $10.80. So we've done everything we can to keep the cost as low as possible for you. People are going to come from hundreds of miles away. Last time we did it, 43 states. And if you decide that you are going to start your business before you get there, I will teach in my seminar how you can use those expenses of coming to the Get Prepared Expo as a tax deduction. And you will probably exceed in savings the cost of coming to the Get Prepared Expo if you start a business. Imagine your travels at 56 cents a mile as a tax deduction, 56 cents a mile. Imagine if you come 200 miles each way. That's 400 miles times 56 cents as a tax deduction, plus your entry pass. And if your business relates to preparedness and you want to share information about placing dental fillings and suturing and teaching people about things like what Ricky Rocket and Matt Stein are going to teach, Game Over Events, if that relates to your business, the cost of those seminars are deductible too, in my opinion. So we're going to teach you how to do it. We're going to teach you how to save money, and we're going to teach you how to be prepared. We want you to come out the other side of this calamity intact. John Reagan?
Are you ready for some more?
I am ready.
we're going to be light on the spy tech and control for today. We just spent 2 hours on that yesterday. We're going to catch up on financial and bigger picture items more so today. And I wanted to share a couple of things that I discovered at the grocery store. There's these sausage products and Polish kielbasa type sausage that used to come in 1-pound packages. And like other meat products, those went down to 14 ounces. And with beef prices increasing over other meats, the beef sausages were down to 13 ounces. Well, not anymore.
Give me a fun size.
These latest beef sausages are in a 10-ounce package, and the diameter has shrunk so much now that these look more like foot-long hot dogs than the sausages.
Wow. Well,
then I went
this,
down.
This is the inflation. This is the inflation that we said was coming.
There's no inflation, right? Yeah. As long as you don't eat. And I also noticed in the coffee aisle something strange. We used to have these 1 pound cans of coffee.
Right.
And they went down to 13 and a half ounces. More recently, they've been 11.3 ounces. And that's been the standard small coffee can size. Well, when I went down, I noticed most of those were no longer on the shelf. And it's like the major Folgers brand, the most popular one you could still get in the 11.3 ounce size. However, the area that used to have all of those size cans have this funky new size can that's bigger, but it's smaller than what used to be the 3 pound can size, so that you really can't in your mind guess how much is really in there. So I think this is another way that they're hiding how much coffee is going up, because you're getting a larger container and paying more for it, but unless you're, you know, looking at the cost per ounce, you really don't know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a lesson in itself, class, that when you go to the supermarket, when you buy your provisions, and you have young people with you, cell phone off or get rid of the cell phone and use that as a lesson. Have a calculator with you, or if you have your phone with a calculator, if you're intent on keeping that darn phone, use that phone. Say, well, hey, Jimmy, look at this. Here is a coffee can. I thought it had 16 ounces. It now has 8.5, and it's $7.49. Let's figure out how much that is per ounce. And then let's look at this other can, this Maxwell House can, and let's look at this Folgers can, and then look at the house brand. And let's see the difference in cost per ounce. And teach your young people that they need to shop that way. Not by the style of the package, not by the size of the package, but by the contents in terms of weight or fluid ounces. What do you think, John?
Yeah, and those 10-ounce sausages make it easy. Just divide by 10.
It's moved the decimal. You know, you're absolutely right. And it's outrageous. It's outrageous that we let marketing. Marketing should be a term that's right up there with lying, cheating, stealing, obfuscating, confusing. Marketing. Marketing. And don't let your children, if they're going to school, study marketing. Otherwise, they'll be corrupt, right? Because that's what they teach in marketing. How to get people to buy stuff that they don't want. Okay, class, who wants to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? All spiders have 8 legs, but do the hairy ones have the most meat? Is it true grasshopper legs taste like chicken? Which bugs have the most protein? Which are best served dried, and which are best eaten while still alive? Which bugs are the most dangerous for your children to eat? Do you like the sound of this? We don't either, so you'll have to go to a government-sponsored expo for cooking with bugs. The Get Prepared Expo has so many great seminars, we had to cross the poorly attended ones off our list, like the Red Cross, FEMA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Internal Revenue Service, the American Cancer Society, CERT, and Homeland Security. We can't help everyone, just the really bright people, the top 1% of thinkers and doers, like you. The rest, the other 99% who don't think and don't do, well, the government's standing ready to help them. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March. For details, visit GetPreparedExpo.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John, you were talking about coffee cans, and this is what I found. Coffee cans used to be steel. A steel cylinder with a steel bottom and a steel top, you know, with a plating and a coating to prevent rusting. Maybe a label on it. And then it was improved, right, to where we have these plastic coffee containers. And you can, heck, it's so convenient and so easy. All you have to do is just lift off the plastic lid and peel off the seal. But it's not vacuum packed anymore. It can't be. Because there are pores in the plastic and the seals are lousy. So the shelf life of the coffee is nowhere near as long as it was. And then they improve that. They improve that coffee container to where they make a cardboard container. It kind of looks like a can. It's shaped like a can. It's a cylinder. But if you just put the slightest pressure on the outside of it and squeeze it, like Charmin, it kind of squeezes like Charmin. It is a weak container. And it's made with cardboard. And it leaks air. So you have reduced shelf life. For those of us who are preparedness-minded, we would like to buy coffee that's vacuum-packed. So it'll last a long, long time. Class, if you want to do that, you're going to have to hurry up. Because the marketeers and the manufacturers have decided that we're not capable of opening coffee cans that are made out of steel. And they want to replace them with coffee containers that are made of cardboard bags and plastic. John, are you seeing that in Texas where you live?
I haven't seen that yet. Everything I've seen is still in the most plastic ones.
Okay. Well, you know, Maxwell House is in the blue. Folgers is in the red. Decaf is in the green. But just squeeze some of those large coffee cans, you know, the 1 pound, the ones that could hold a pound if they put a pound in them, you know, those cans or those containers, you'll find out that a lot of them have become cardboard and they're squeezable. And the if you want, look, peel off that plastic lid on the Folgers, and you'll see that many of them do not have the vacuum packing, or the vacuum packing has failed, and you won't get the long shelf life that you get out of a can of coffee that is steel. And by the way, we have steel cans here that we've had for many, many years, and the coffee in them is just fine, as long as they're vacuum packed, sealed in steel. That's just my take on coffee cans.
You know, I think sometimes people think I just go out and look for the bad news to present. And I didn't put this on the list for today, but there is an item out there that the sales are far exceeding what they expected. And that's those, yeah.
Sales?
Sales.
Sales of what?
Those new cigarettes in Colorado. And they have sold so much that they're actually talking about refunding some of the taxes because they've collected so much in taxes.
They're talking about it.
Talking about
it. Will they do it? Why not eliminate the taxes?
Well, why not eliminate? I'm not going to inhale waiting for that one.
Why not eliminate three quarters of the government? Why not do that? Wouldn't that be nice?
But in the rest of the world, things are a little different. And if you're following along at the Financial State of the Union on the news tab with today's resources, the world's largest container shipping company has issued a warning that global trade is slowing down, which, of course, is represented in the with the Baltic Dry Index we've talked about over the past few weeks. And even if there is growth happening, if the growth is below a certain level, that's problematic as well. We've not only got this just-in-time manufacturing process to delivery, we've got a situation where they have to keep the growth rate in the economy within a certain range. If it's too much or too little, either way, it ends up being bad for the economy. They can only, you know, rig this for so long.
John Reagan's with us. We're at the financialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Click on the news tab and follow along with us. We'll be right back.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. He'll be at the Get Prepared Expo, and if you'd like to meet him and buy a copy of his book, he'll autograph it for you. You can have dinner with him, you can have another dinner with him, and you can have lunch with John Reagan. John, I was looking at the internet during the break, and there are two parents who were found guilty of neglect by Child Protective Services in Maryland, and what they did was they allowed their children to walk home from the park. It's about a mile. One's 10, one's 6. And so this is neglect, right? So letting children do what children do is now seems to be an offense And the decision by Child Protective Services means they're going to keep a file on this family who allows their children to experience, you know, life. And they have these ID badges that say, I'm not lost. I'm a free-range kid. I'm not lost. I'm a free-range kid. And so the police got involved. Some do-gooder obviously called the cops on these two children who were walking home from the park. Can you imagine? Can you imagine we have gotten to the point where people will call the police? You know, if you see someone that you think might be in trouble, wouldn't it be nice to say, hi, are you lost? Do you need some help? No. Just call the cops, right? Out of control. John, your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, I remember walking to junior high when I was a boy, because it was, you know, probably 3/4 of a mile away, I think. And, you know, if only we'd had the government back then to tell us that we were being abused, life would be so different.
You're right. Yep. And, you know, I'm thinking about how far a mile is, right? It our farm, it's like the front edge of our farm is a mile. I walk a mile lots of times. And so we need the government to come and rescue us from ourselves. And these parents are now under watch by the Child Protective Services finding them guilty. Who the heck are they to find them guilty? Since when do they have any authority to find someone guilty? Come on. Child Protective Services. I mean, that's another organization. I guess I need to add them to the bug commercial. We're not going to have a seminar by Child Protective Services either. Mark in Pennsylvania, you're on with Captain John Reagan and me, Vince Finelli. Welcome.
Hello, Vince. Hello, John. I really appreciate you having on Greg Morse earlier, Vincent, because that seems like a last stand, if you ask me, property ownership. Surely it means something to somebody. And a couple of notes on the financial aspect. I just saw something a couple of days ago that the number one place for job creation in the United States is, it used to be North Dakota.
Oh, I thought you meant
it's D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, D.C. makes sense to me.
And the number one place for the highest concentration of millionaires, the state of Maryland, which is
right?
A suburb,
yeah.
Which is a suburb of D.C.
D.C.
And by the way, folks, I live out here, and I've traveled through that area quite a few times. And you know what I notice about D.C. area? There are no potholes. And they're building like crazy in every direction you can see. Amazing. Building everything. Roads, highways, bridges, luxury homes. Okay, so the water troughs are open, folks, and it's all happening in D.C. If you want to know where your money's going, there you go. So, but on the note of back to property ownership, I am curious, Vince. You guys, you and your guests are some of the sharpest knives in the drawer, some of the straightest arrows in the quiver. And, you know, to me, the reason why I got involved in this is because I grew up, you know, in the rural areas. And my sense of it is the front lines of this whole fight is the rural area because farmers who own land and have to work the soil or work the land with their, you know, the cattle, they understand the bounty of the earth, and they have a clear connection to true ownership. People in the cities don't get ownership because it's a man-made system, and they have to play the game of the man-made system. So I would think and I would hope that the people in the rural areas would wake up and would gather together, would collaborate on this issue of property ownership because this is our last stand. And I'm curious – there are no accidents. How is it, Vince, that you ended up picking Missouri, or did it pick you, or both, or what happened? How is it you? I mean, you grew up in Virginia, right?
Okay, I'll share it with you. I don't think I've ever shared this story. I was in the fight of our lives in Virginia. We had two farms. and one farm was 26 miles from the other farm. And the county that those two farms were in, or that one of the farms was in, wanted to put a dump between the two farms, a 1,400-acre dump. And I wanted to stop it. I thought it was insanity, putting a five-state dump with rail lines bringing trash from outside Virginia and two highways to bring trash to this dump was insanity because the dump was on top of an aquifer. And it's one thing to dispose of your own trash. It's another thing to import trash and toxins and put them in your backyard. Nobody wants to have a dump in his or her backyard, right? Well, we certainly didn't want a five-state dump. So I got involved with this fight. I became the point person. And it was a killer. It was an absolute killer. And it took months. And after it was all over, there were a lot of, well, during the fight, there were a lot of people that said, hey, we're with you, we're behind you. And I looked around, and they were so far behind me that I couldn't even see them. They were, many of them turned into pansies and felt threatened by the government. And pretty soon I was all alone, or darn near all alone. And I decided that I needed to go to a place where people were a little stronger than that. And I wanted to be away from the district of criminals. So we sold our farms in Virginia, and we wanted to move to a place that was a little safer. We looked all over. Mrs. Finelli and I got in the truck, and we drove 20,000 miles, literally. 20,000 miles, looking all over. We looked at the air, the water, we looked at the maps, we looked at the roads, we looked at the people. We even interviewed the people where we thought we would buy a farm. And we wanted to make sure that they liked us and we liked them. Most people don't do that. Most people will buy a place because of their job, and then they'll figure out who their neighbors are. We wanted to know who the neighbors were first. We wanted to see if the community would work for us and us for them. And we found this little hamlet in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. And we bought a 241-acre farm. And it had a house on it, but the house burned down many, many years ago. It was a small house. And we liked the property. We liked the way the land lay. And we liked that it had a stream on it. We liked the fact that it had ponds on it and some barns. And we thought that we could make this into a cattle farm and we could just get out of the way from the collapse. And that's why I moved to Missouri. But we moved to a county where the taxes are the lowest in the state of Missouri. And there's no law here. There's a sheriff's office, but I don't think they come out this way. Except
that's why
I selected Mrs. Finelli and I selected where we selected. There are no high tension wires here. There was no microwave transmission towers here. There are no radio station, TV station towers here. Taxes, when we bought the farm, were less than $200 per year. And there are farms around us that you can get, which are pretty darn nice. And you can move to the Wild West. And one of the guys who I was fighting this fight with in Virginia said, you know, Missouri still has parts that are still part like the Wild West. And that was intriguing to me because we looked at North Dakota, we looked at South Dakota, we looked at Montana. And what we really liked about Missouri was the fact that there was water, a lot of water. And but there aren't any zoning regulations, building codes, and so forth that are enforced where we live. So you can build a nice house, and your next-door neighbor might be living in a trailer that's from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, if that's okay with you, then this is a great place. If you want uniformity, this is definitely not the place. If you need to be entertained, this is not the place. If you want freedom, there's some freedom here. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, why do I wear a 45? It goes back to Virginia when our house was shot at during this fight that we had. There, we know how government works now, and when I talk about government, and I talk about how I despise so much of it, the corruption of it, it's because I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the individual greed. I know these politicians. I know how they operate. They're weak, and they are not representing our interests. So put all it together and come here.
On the subject of how we got here and how people are so apathetic, I personally, and we don't have time to go into it, but I personally experienced a wide dynamic of different experiences of shock, total and shocking loss, where the rug was pulled out from under me and my family, two families. And it's, I wonder, well, how did that happen or why did it happen to me, you know? And I'll tell you why. It's a cultural thing. Our enemy, and we are at war right now, by the way, our enemy has been at this for a long, long time, multiple generations, to set us up to become apathetic, the very thing that is the worst psychology you could embrace totally is to be apathetic about all this. And I'll hold
that thought. I'll tell you what, the look on that guy's face with the road grader when I went head-to-head with my tractor and his road grader, he was absolutely shocked. No one had ever done that before. Taking on a piece of government equipment like that. We'll be right back.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to Guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. Guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John, you're going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and we can get a copy of your book, and you can autograph it, and I'm delighted that you're going to be there. Do you have a comment based on what Mark from Philadelphia has said about, you know, we've lost our way and we've allowed this to happen, and you know, we've become very weak, apathetic, and you know, we're just watching the collapse.
I saw that myself. I was at the Pentagon from late 85 to early 88, and I noticed how D.C. and that area is its own world, in a manner of speaking. So when, you know, people call and write saying the economy's bad, they look out the window and say, everything's fine here. And one of the other things that happened is today we have these professional politicians in office. When our country started, we had farmers and businessmen that went to Congress. And if they stayed away from their farms and businesses too long, they'd lose everything. And if we could get back to that, it would sure make a difference in this country.
I've got a comment on that, John. I've talked to some business owners, and what they have found is they've hired people to, you know, run their businesses so they could semi-retire. And in every case, the business has deteriorated when the owner does not have his hand on the wheel. Literally, the owner of the business needs to run the business. Hiring people to help run the business, or hiring them to run the business because they've got credentials on their resume, has almost always led to failure. That is, sometimes we have gotten to the point where you can't recover from the failures by turning over the business to other people. It's unbelievable how poor the ethics are in some people who we could hire to help us. You know, we pay them, and they still do a lousy job. So what I'm saying is, class, if you decide that you're running a business, you better keep your hand on the wheel. Seriously. Because if you turn it over to others that are employees, you probably find out that they will not deliver the results that you yourself would deliver. Mark in Pennsylvania.
Yes, and a deeper core issue to me is property ownership. What's one of the most important properties that we supposedly own, and that would be our money, our symbol of value, which was taken over in the early 1900s. And I believe that after they did that, then they set up an elitist bureaucracy of elitist politicians. Then look and connect the dots, folks. Look at the families that are in politics today and have been in politics for what? Multiple generations? Who's running the show here? Who are the real bandits who are wearing masks and robbing the rest of us? And
when they own all these presidents being related except for Martin Van Buren?
When they own the money and they can print as much money as they want or create as many digits as they want, they can do whatever they want. You'd think that they'd want to do good, but no. They're doing evil. So there's evil behind this, and they want to steal everything we own, including our own, the ultimate property that we own is ourself, our body, our being, our well-being. They want to own every part of it. And that's why I brought up before, a previous one I called it technological. Well, I brought up technological barbarianism. We haven't reached that yet, but we're under technological feudalism, pretty close to technological feudalism. They're controlling us through technologies, through bureaucracies, through money, and money is a form of technology. So my sense of it is that my concern is that people, hopefully they'll wake up before it comes directly to their door. And, you know, you'd think that in a Christian nation that people would have more empathy and understand that what happens to somebody over there could visit your door, so you better get activated now about what's happening over there, even though it might be remote, because it could visit your door. And more, well, now what are we hearing? It is visiting more and more people's doors. And when it's visited the rural areas, Vincent and John, it's very upsetting to me. It's very upsetting.
Yeah, Mark.
We got to wake up.
Steve Engel called yesterday, and you know, here's a guy. He's one of us, and he lives in Kansas. Cops came to his door. They said someone called 911. He answered the door with a gun in his hand, holding it by the muzzle. Cops beat him up right in his own door, and now are pursuing charges to put him in prison for assault on a police officer. They came and beat him up at his own door. They showed up. So you're absolutely right. Does it happen elsewhere? Yeah, it happens elsewhere, but it's coming to a neighborhood near you.
Thank
Mark
you.
In Pennsylvania, thanks so much for calling. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us today. And class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.